This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, these Satanists do more and more heinous rituals. It gives them more power. In their hierarchy, they admire whoever's killed more people directly. Indirectly is a side bonus, but not seen as getting your hands dirty yourself. And the more innocent, the better. And see, you know, why would the deputy Chicago mob boss, that was their dad, for Daley, he was the deputy to the most powerful mob boss probably in America, probably thinks the mob is Italian. I mean, you mean break, that's just one branch of organized crime. And she was sent down to Arkansas, to Little Rock and to Hot Springs, because the main capital of the Chicago Mafia was really Arkansas. Going back to about 1900. And if you go there, they'll tell you that. There's museums, and it's where they really lived. And where they produced during the Prohibition, the White Lightning, at an industrial scale, and shipped it out in so-called bottled water containers. And so that's what I'm saying. I mean, she was sent down there right out of college, trained by the Mafia, then put in the CIA. I mean, she's really bad. I'm not talking about her anymore. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I apologize, but at least we got them loaded up here. Brandon and Justin, Ralph and Matt and Curtin, Danny and Alan and Chris and Jeff and Chris. We'll at least get to all those callers. Let's go ahead now and let's talk to Brandon in Washington, D.C., from deep in the swamp. Thank you. What is your view of all this happening?
Hey, Alex. I go to Georgetown University, and I was down by the Capitol yesterday, and they had Marines standing by, and I was asking what was going on, and they said they were doing a drill, and it was basically a riot control drill. And this is on the heel. Yesterday was the vote whether or not they're going to move forward with the impeachment inquiry. And then as I was leaving, I saw FBI agents directing the whole thing. And I shot video on my phone, and they approached me and told me to delete it. And I asked them if they were detaining me, and they said that under the NDAA, they don't need to read me my rights or formally charge me to detain me unless I deleted the video. This is insane.
Well, they're under orders, and the problem is going into a real national emergency. You could argue that's constitutional. I'm not defending it, but I'm telling you, I know people that have talked to Trump. He plans to call the Marines out. If this impeachment is done by the book and if the Senate removes him, he will go. But if any of his rights are violated or our rights are violated, he has the Marines standing by. And that's why I think Gohmert's talking about a shooting war and how the Democrats are pushing us into a shooting war. Because I'm telling you, those discussions are now being had. That's how much trouble the country is in, brother.
And Alec, I have family who work high level in the Pentagon. I'll just leave it at that. And one of my uncles, who's retired Marine Corps, was telling me that don't be surprised if Trump activates the U.S. Marine Corps to arrest these people and if you start seeing televised treason trials in the Senate, because these people are playing with Trump and he's not playing around. These people have lost their minds, thinking that they're going to have some type of coup d'etat in America and the American
people. And why do you think Gohmert got up and said, I don't want this to happen, but you're entering physical war territory. You're entering a place with weapons.
Yeah, and to everybody listening, I just want to say you better get right with God and you better choose a side, because we ain't in Kansas anymore.
Stay there, because I get so out of my mind angry at things. I didn't look at all these callers and a lot of important things. I want you to just calm down, because I'm excited too. And you're even more upset than I am. I understand why. But when we come back, I want you to just slowly spend a few minutes. I know the other callers are happy to hear you. And just lay out what you witnessed, what you saw, what they said to you, and then I'm getting the articles. from a month ago when Trump did call the Marines up for domestic national crisis, a really unprecedented. And we've had experts look at it. They say, no, this is unprecedented. So, Brandon, don't hang up. Back in 60 seconds. We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
And it's about to push this country to a civil war if they were to get their wishes. And if there's one thing I don't want to see in my lifetime, I don't want to ever have participation in, it's a civil war. Some historian, I don't remember who, said guns are only involved in the last phase of a civil war. What's gone on here has not protected the Constitution. It's not protected the institutions. It's not protected this little experiment in self-government. No, what it has done has put it all at risk.
It's Friday, November 1st, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. There's been a silent war taking out members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, that tried to empower the people and promote populism. The Democratic Party, though, now is the main engine of evil. There's a lot of neocons being kicked out. But here's the report from October 5th, 2019, a little less than a month ago. Exclusive, Trump activates U.S. Marine Reserves for emergency within the United States to stop illegal coup. And we've since had a talk with folks at the highest levels of the planning for this, and it is definitely for civil unrest. It is definitely for a battle between branches of the government. Some of which, the Democrats, in control of one half of the legislative branch, are openly working for foreign powers. Exactly what they project onto Trump and yours truly and others that are loyal, informed, conscientious Americans who also saw the threat and built our own platforms to resist. So Brandon called in Washington, D.C., and I wanted to recap because some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes, what he saw, what unfolded, and to take his time. Because it mirrors what we see here. We'll also look into local news in D.C. about any Marine drills. But I already have witnessed increased Marine presence when the president flies around the United States. So we know this is going on, but to physically see it, and then what the FBI, you said to you, is amazing, Brandon. So please repeat what you said.
Yes, Alex. I was at the National Mall, and I saw what had to easily have been 200 to maybe 300 Marines, and they were conducting drills, but the people that were running the show were FBI agents, and I had filmed some video after talking to one of the Marines there, and he said that they were doing a drill for civil unrest, more specifically in the case of looters, riots, pretty much a Ferguson or Baltimore type of situation. And this was the day that they took the vote in the House on whether or not they were going to impeach Trump or move forward with it. As I was leaving to get on the train to go back home, I was approached by two FBI agents who basically took my phone, threw me up against the wall, and I asked him if I was under arrest, and he told me that I don't have to read you your rights. I don't have to tell you if you're formally charged with anything under the NDAA. We can detain you for as long as we want. And from talking to family members who work in the Pentagon, they have told me that to not be surprised if Trump activates the Marine Corps and arrest these people. And if I start seeing televised treason trials in the Senate, because what they're doing is treason by every sense of the word, and Trump's not playing around with them.
Now, is that what you're saying, or is that what your family in the Pentagon said?
That's what my family in the Pentagon says.
Well, I mean, here's the issue. They're violating due process and the laws flagrantly. They're the ones in bed with Russia and China and have been caught selling us out. And they keep putting forward fraud, and they're saying intimidate the American people, and they're taking thousands of prominent conservatives' bank accounts away, or merchant accounts. They're trying to shut down the NRA. They have activated large portions of the CIA, mainly, through foundations to harass patriot leaders and to harass Trump's family and companies. And so they're pushing a Cold War that's now getting hot. And so it's a dereliction of duty if Trump doesn't start taking action. The problem is the Justice Department is so full of lawyers and people appointed by the deep state, by Bush and Bush Sr. and the Clintons and Obama, that they're a bunch of cowards. Trump believes the Marines, just like they did in the Nazis almost overthrew Roosevelt, and then it was the Marines were secretly activated and the Nazis were arrested, and it was kept quiet for morale issues. But I can tell you, I mean, it's in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings. They didn't publish all of it, but more than 5,000 people got killed. The Marines just killed people. The president will issue death warrants, and then they'll just go out and start killing people. And so that's super dangerous, too, but that's where the globalists have taken this country. And it's just crazy. Now, the Bushes jumped back when this right before this started and said, okay, we're sorry. We won't be with the Nazis anymore and Brown Brother Harriman, and we'll make a deal with you, and we'll start the pro-troop movements and all this stuff. So, and guaranteed, Trump's given all these people a chance to stop going along with this attempted coup against America. Because it's not just about taking out Trump. That's only part of it. It's about fully getting their foot back on the neck of America. And that's why this is so dangerous. What were the Marines doing? Just practicing for rioting? I mean, specifically, what did you see them doing?
They had riot shields. And they also had, I also saw UN, like, they had the UN letters in white on the armored vehicles. So I'm not.
Wait a minute. 100%. You're saying you saw UN vehicles?
And the Marines were basically, they had riot shields, and it looked like role players that they were basically detaining. And this was right in plain sight, and people were walking by like it was almost normal. And so I'm not really sure if the Marines have been given the green light by President Trump.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, they'd be going into the Capitol and grabbing people. That just shows how crazy this is. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. I just can't believe how normal those FBI agents talked about basically disappearing me, no judge, no jury. And it makes me wonder, what are they doing going along with this? Because they're going to be the first ones the deep state kills once they get power.
Sure, because, I mean, if you're saying you saw UN vehicles, and I'm not saying you're lying, but we haven't confirmed this. We don't know if it's true. Then that would be some UN operation. But if the Marines were involved, the president would have learned of this. So I really appreciate your call, sir. We need people to get footage of stuff like that, and there's ways to do it. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, we just go with the facts here, and we know that Trump has activated U.S. Marine reserves for emergency within the United States to stop illegal coup, and we will repost that article to the front of Infowars.com. I got a break. I'm going to come back and go to callers quicker, but thank you, Brandon. Here's some drone footage of U.N. vehicles in the U.S. That were being prepared, but that was for overseas. There are plans to try to use the U.N. inside the United States. Obama openly announced that in his strong city initiative to have them police the police. But we don't know the specifics of what the caller was talking about. I'm not doubting him. I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm simply saying people will run with a rumor like that instead of going, whoa, Trump's had to activate the Marines for civil unrest. It's unprecedented. That was almost a month ago. But let's expand on that. We know they're having a sham trial. We know they're railroading. We know they're twisting arms. We know they're using spy agencies illegally to spy on the president and then leak this info. So we're already in a civil war inside the government. The shooting just comes at the end, and I want to avert that. As Congressman Gohmert was saying, I totally agree with that. But without speculation or without believing that caller, that is the world we're in now. That's the wheelhouse. So, very serious situation. And that's another reason I want a bigger budget to have a full-time D.C. Bureau of at least three people to catch all the craziness going on up there. And that's why when you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, we can go from being tenuous to even stay at this size to expanding in 2020, which is so critical. That's why we have the Everything Must Go sale that ends by Monday, because I've had a weird feeling that 2020 isn't even going to happen. They're trying to take Trump out now, and you now see it happening. And you see? InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for the support.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong among insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Civil war. And Republicans saying we're in a civil war. They've got armed men not letting us into secret fake hearings where they coach everybody. And they're saying that they're going to remove everybody. All the judges Trump put in, everything. They're going to stop America and stop the election in 2016 and stop 2020 because they know that Trump is going to win 2020. His poll numbers go up, 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 up. People say, oh, good. He's raising lots of money. Oh, internal polls show he's way up with this fake impeachment. They don't care. That's why they have to be dealt with. We're having a discussion about that. Alan, what do you think? And thanks for calling on Friday.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, I've been listening to you for 18 years and been with you since the beginning after 9-1-1. I guess I just want to discuss two points. First one with Hillary. About a year ago, I was flipping through the channels, and one of the news stations, I can't remember which one it was, they had the president of Haiti on there just bashing the Clintons about how they stole money and all this other stuff. And I don't know if you knew about this already, but it just seems to me you guys could find that clip and just play it over and over again.
Oh, we sent crews to Haiti right after the hurricane hit, and we interviewed state senators and others about the missing kids. You know, when I say Hillary and these people have tables full of flesh and blood and semen, that's in the emails that we have the semen and the milk and other goodies for you. And normal people go, that just doesn't sound right, because it's not right. It's like HBO is promoting sex with earthworms now. They're doing it to degrade us and prepare us for horrors. They're doing it to program us and to condition us for horrible things that are coming. That's in the declassified CIA documents. How do you think we stop this?
I have no idea. I mean, to me, just you can find clips like that and just, you know, play them over and over again just to show, you know, how bad that the Clintons have destroyed Haiti. You know, and, you know, we've discussed about if this civil war is coming and the Democrats do get this coup or civil war that they want, what I'm kind of curious about is who's going to follow through for these people? Because every liberal I know, like, runs from the sight of a gun, works for education, government, or social organizations, and, you know, are just completely just emasculated. So I'm just, you know, to me it seems like
they think, you know, they're going to put out, well, let me tell you, let me get your view on this. They think they're going to put out a script how it's us being violent. They're going to have people stage false flags, like the last few guys are admitted Antifa, get it to get the guns, and then they'll try to trick the apparatus of the military and police to do their jobs for them. They never do the work. They trick people like magicians with tricks to do their bidding. Does that make sense?
Come down to guns. I mean, if you think about, you know, you got the trucking business, the farming business. I mean, all the blue collar work. I mean, we could shut this country down, you know, in a day.
I know, but here's what they have us off the air on most areas. People don't know who the enemy is. But people are getting the word. And that's why getting the word out through underground networks to everybody about we don't want violence. We don't want to have a physical civil war. But if they start coming after our leaders or they start grabbing people, everybody, it's called moose hunting. And, you know, up north, 10 guys might put in a ticket to get a moose tag, but only one guy gets to go hunt moose. I mean, exactly. If we move against them, everybody just picks a moose. You don't want to do anything violent. Just if they get violent, there's a moose picked. And then you know what happens, and then somebody goes, does one thing in their life, and then everything again. All of our enemies are wiped out right there. So I totally agree, and I don't want to talk about this stuff. I mean, I know all about it. You know all about it. Everybody can research it. We can get, you know, caught up on that as our study stuff. We don't want to go there because before we have to think about moose hunting, we really, really need to think about defeating the globalists, the information war. But, yes, they know we're beating them informationally, so they want to trigger a physical confrontation. So how do we thread the needle and not do that? That's my question for you, Alan.
I don't know. All I know is I feel like the people have the power. I mean, you know, the people that are in these high positions really can't even fill up their own gas tank or buy their own food. So I'm just kind of curious how they're going to, you know, implement something like this. I mean, if we're supposed to go after these global leaders, why aren't we going after these global leaders? Why aren't we like, you know, you have one of your guests saying, you know, if you tell us to go get Soros, we'll go get him. Well, why aren't we going to get him? I mean, it's like, let's just cut the head off the snake and just do this. You know, why are we getting to the point where we're at?
Well, here's the deal. Soros has handed things over to Alexander Soros, and then they've got all these foundations funded. If something happens to them, it continues on, and they would spin that into them being martyrs. Instead, we want to assassinate their name, what they're doing to me, and destroy their name, take them, and then use them as a symbol of what they are, the enemy. Soros is a negative to their movement now. And again, I'm not evil, but they've taken me, made me evil to their people, and I'm a captured signet, at least at their level, that they believe they've turned towards their use. They failed, which means they might do the other thing, which is, you know, fine. If I see it coming, I'll resist it, but I'm not too worried about it, quite frankly. So again, sir, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not going to tell you what to do, but here's the thing. They're going to start more false flags against themselves. So we're never going to just shoot random innocent cops. We're not going to attack the military. We're not going to go after, you know. Notice always the terror attacks are some innocent group getting hit because it's terrorist. But if things do get brutal, I hope that doesn't happen. And I'm not saying do it, but there needs to be political command and control targets. Political command and control targets. But don't worry. We are showing our strength. And we have woken up and educated people throughout every system you can imagine. And they're going to make the decision, if this goes much further, to decapitate the globalist force. We're very close. Believe me. Believe me. You need to be ready in case we fail. I mean, the folks, you know, higher levels. But we're not going to fail, my friend. Now, it's a failure if we have to decapitate these individuals. That goes to that. We don't want to go there. But that, believe me, that's prepared. You can believe it. Santa Claus has got a list, and I'm not Santa Claus. I'm not even an elf. I'm just telling you, Santa Claus has got that going on, and Mrs. Santa Claus and a lot of other folks. I mean, these guys have no idea. Sitting right next to them are people waiting for the order, right next to them, that are cooking their food, taking care of their kids, driving their cars, which you are watching them right now, brother. This is America. We don't go down easy. They may have gotten all the lemmings brainwashed. That may make them look strong, but we have the giant underground force army ready. Believe it. I mean, what do you think? InfoWars just popped up out of a jack-in-the-box? I wasn't backed by anybody because the very soil is full of it. And if you think Alex Jones is dangerous, there are new people coming up even stronger.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Sleepwalk into total collapse. But at the last minute, enough patriots in the public and in the government just said, this is insane. Even pragmatists said, this is destructive. Even sociopaths went, this is wrong unless you're a Satanist. Unless you really like to mess good things up. You know, like just burning down a mansion for no reason. Or feeding a kid through a wood chipper because you like it. It makes you feel big. Well, it doesn't make me feel big. And it makes me want to hurt the people doing it because I have that instinct. See, I'm not a person that likes to hurt people until they have it coming, and then, yeah, I actually do enjoy it. But I like taking big, powerful people who think they are in command, who like to bully people, and I like to hurt them. But what I like to really do is take their power away from them, because that's all they've got, is power over other people. They don't have any real power in themselves. I said I'd take calls. I mean, each caller like a segment. I'm going to move quick now. Just each caller, make your point. You're awesome. I'm going to move to the next person. You'll never get on. I want to respect you. I'm trying to get back to the old days, but I can take a lot of calls. Let's just see if I can do it right now. Let's go ahead and go to Kurt in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I think if they pull off impeachment, whether or not it's so-called legal, as the little people, which the elites like to call us, the first thing we need to do is, number one, pull everyone's kids out of public schools and go on a tax strike immediately.
Oh, yeah, they'll hate that. And I get most people can't afford to even do that, but you can do it as a strike.
Right, exactly. And, you know, everyone with a small business, you know, everyone that, if you haven't been having your W-4 withholding, file for an extension, immediate tax strike, pull your kids out of school. I don't know what else to do. I mean, we're...
Well, I know this. The left starts going around to people's houses like Tucker Carlson and starts killing people.
Oh, yeah.
Folks don't need to go find the Antifa and kill them. The people that have been saying Antifa's good and giving the orders on the news need to get whatever Antifa does to people needs to happen to them. An eye for an eye.
Absolutely. And these lizards in suits, man, like, they've been trying to trick us into fighting each other for a long time. It's an old trick. It's not a new trick. It's an old trick. And if they pull it off, we all lose.
No, you're right. You can see how they're trying to cause racial division, and Trump's been trying to counter it.
It's so obvious now. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many people I talked to that last year were like a little bit anti-gun, a little bit this, a little bit that, are now like, oh, crap, dude, we got to keep our guns. Like, we got to pull our kids out of these public schools. Yeah, it's everyone sees what's going on. I mean, I've been researching this stuff for a long time, and I've never seen this many people, like, to have know what's going on.
Kurt, you're awesome, and let me just say this. That's what I'm seeing, and that's why they're purposely censoring us and purposely invoking all this evil in front of us, because when you silence someone, as Kennedy said, when you make peaceful revolutions impossible, you make violent revolutions inevitable, they're really trying to get us to be violent because... we hear the children screaming under the weight of these monsters. They want to trick us into a precipitous action because we're winning the information war. And I wouldn't just say that if it wasn't true, folks. We can all see it. And so we just have to control ourselves and not go out and start killing these people that are running this and doing this. We have to hold fire, and we have to just informationally hammer them as hard as we can.
Absolutely. And they know they're losing that battle. They know that. That's why they're trying to get this into a physical fight. And, like, everyone needs to understand, like, listen, like, I don't want to give away too much who I am, but I worked on Biden's Secret Service detail when I was in the military. These lizards behind the curtains, they're monsters. Just like you always talk about, these people are monsters. And everyone needs to understand, we give them a third of our money or more, and they don't represent us. And if they impeach Trump, none of them represent us at that point, and we should not be giving them any of our support, any of our money. We need to cut off their control over our children and over our money.
Well, I was already about to say this, Kurt, because we're starting this new show. We've already done a few of them where we have some of our best callers host the show, and then they'll open the phones up. So please, if you want to give us your name and number and host the show sometime as one of those folks, we're getting a bigger list of people so we can do it. We had like 10 names, and half of them when we call can't do it. So we need to get like 20, 30 names of folks who want to start that show. And once we get some people that like to host it routinely, they'll become the main host, maybe three or four of them, and then take calls. But if you'd like to be involved, please do that. But getting back to what you're saying about seeing behind the scenes, they don't act like humans. And I used to hear this 25 years ago and didn't believe it. I thought, well, they're like sociopaths. But no, I've talked to a lot of people. I mean, I personally am friends with three people that have guarded Hillary Clinton repeatedly, long periods of time. You know, a few of them work here. And they don't break their agreements to get it all. But they go, yeah, no, it's just like she is unbelievable. And it's exactly what you're talking about. Where she'll just, like, go into a trance for, like, an hour in a corner, like she's a lizard, just turn off sitting up. some of their eyes open, or she'll just start going, I hate you, and just like freaking out. Or if she sees a dog, she'll go, and sometimes flop around on the ground chewing carpet. I mean, and folks, this isn't normal human behavior. It's not like they get mad or angry or whatever. They are like robots, except sometimes they blow up. And they are tirelessly trying to hurt people, implode civilization, sabotage humanity, and that's their main mission, and it's literally biblical. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, exactly. They hate creation, they hate life, they hate happiness. It's in their ethos, it's in their religion to destroy it. And so they don't want us to figure out what our human destiny is. They don't want us to figure out how powerful we really are. That's why they still have to throw false flags. They still need our consent to do these things. They still need our consent. And yeah, just like you're saying about Hillary going crazy, I won't take too much of your time, but I'll just say there's another code name that Biden gets after he's been drinking so that they can lock all the girls up and keep them away from him. They've got to lock away all the interns. They call him by a different name on the radio. So between Secret Service, because he's so, everyone knows, but I just thought I would like confirm that I've got that from Secret Service and one of my buddies who's been to Biden's house working with Secret Service. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, what do people think the Secret Service is doing when their whole history, they never leaked info, and they leaked info to us about Hillary having convulsions because they thought she was so dangerous. People should know this. I mean, that's the good news is people have been around these Democrats. Trump blows up sometimes at people that work for him, high level, that have betrayed him or whatever. And he calls people wimps and stuff if they say they're tired because he's like crazy, 20 hours a day. I mean, Trump is a wild man. But other than that, he's very nice to common people, really nice to his crew. But these Democrats just treat people like total filth. That tells you a lot. Thank you, Kurt. And I just said, I respect the callers. I'm going to get to more than one this segment. But the caller was so good, how could you hang up on him? I'm going to go to everybody. Nick Begich is holding. But let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome. Yeah!
Yeah! America! Let's
like
do
that.
This. Listen, Michael Savage was on today. Up. You need to have a convention. All of the people need to get together. And we're not talk show hosts anymore. You are now the founding fathers of We the Sequel, the Second American Revolution Worldwide. What I actually called in to talk about was something... Sorry, I'm really young. A long time ago, but you've been doing new callers only, so I've been respectful. Trump needs to change the subject, needs to come out and say, the Democrats do nothing. I want to do something about gun violence. What I want to do is I want to create a new agency to look into all of the gun violence problems. And they will have carte blanche to look at all of the
And then that agency would find out 99% of the violence is in their districts under their control, and the mass shooters are all Antifa devil worshippers.
And we're going to look into it, and we're going to find out exactly who they are and who's putting it all together.
Well, the media knows like an equation. They hype it. Mental patients do it. Great points, man. I'm going to move fast. Bam, 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 bam.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Nick Baggett takes over. Video: Canadian health minister accused of faking flu shot while pushing vaccines. And we've got other cases of people faking the flu shots on national TV. And the German government getting special, quote, untainted vaccines for government officials. Oh, but there's no problem. Take this. Also, they've now got billboards in London. DrudgeReport.com is linked to this, telling white people not to have children and to get sterilized. Very important articles to get out to everyone you know. But this country is in a constitutional crisis, and if the Democrats try to illegally remove Trump, including with a sham, improperly executed, violating the Constitution impeachment, they control the House, they do it by fraud, then we're in a military crisis, as Congressman Gohmert and others have said, a shooting war. This Cold Civil War is becoming very warm and going towards the latter stage. That's the big takeaway on this Friday transmission. Obviously, we're going to be covering Hillary coming to town Sunday. I'll also be on air here. There's going to be a lot going on. Look for special Saturday transmissions. This is all too important. And Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video are the place that will have the resistance and the truth, the talking points that challenge the globalist lies. You know all about the New World Order. I know I'm stating something simple here. but you are the only way, the bridge to others for our local radio stations or TV stations. Tell people about them, or about band.video or infowars.com/show, where you find all the feeds and all the other great programs. Now, let's race through your calls. Who's been holding longest here? Is it Jess in Canada? Then we'll go to others. Jess, thanks for calling.
Hi, it's Jeff in Canada, Alex.
Jeff, thank you. Sorry I had Jess on the screen. Go ahead.
Okay. I called in yesterday, and I just want to put a part two to this. You ask, everybody's asking, what can we do? And I want to say this again, reiterate this. Operation Patriot Revere Worldwide. The facts are that Donald Trump, you, Michael Savage, and the like are the generals. But every good leader and general knows that without an army, it's impossible to win the war. So what I would like to see is the release of the army. I believe it's beyond InfoWars. I beg you to do this, Alex. I beg you to do this. In an analogy, in the Moravian revivals back in the day, 25% of the people were missionaries, 75% of the people funded the ministry of those missionaries. And in that same spirit, what I would like to see is Operation Patriot Revere worldwide, with hats and shirts to galvanize the army together and make videos and creative ideas to influence the war right now in the First Amendment phase.
Sir, I hear you. I got to jump, Jess. I appreciate your call. We're moving quick here. We launched Hillary for President. Would people like little Paul Revere pins or something? People send us data. They send it to Project Veritas. We're fighting. We're so late in the game here. We need intelligence on the ground. You go to any leftist event, you infiltrate Antifa, you go show what they're doing, then get it out on the Internet. Send it to us. Action@InfoWars.com. Go into Hillary's speeches. She's all over the country running for president. Just hasn't announced it yet. Go confront her. Say, you don't represent women, you monster. You know, how dare you be behind the impeachment? She's running it all. You're like, oh, no, she's done. It's over, Alex. No. I told you they'd pass the initiation of impeachment in the House. They did yesterday. They mean business. They're a bunch of self-confident criminals. You watch Brennan and others on TV going, we're the deep state. Thank God for us. Our intelligence agencies guard America, and we're getting rid of Trump. They're rogue criminals openly pissing in our face so that all their minions think they're still in charge. It's all a confidence act. Chris in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just calling in about bagpipes of war. A lot of people forgot about when William Barr was in the DOJ and he was blowing in bagpipes. A lot of people got a kick out of it, but I think he was signaling to the deep state that it was wartime. And after that, the Mueller hearing was over, Trump had a press conference where he was saying, look into Ukraine, look into Australia, look into all these different places. Nobody said a word about that. Now everybody wants to impeach him because of Ukraine. So what I think is going on is that behind the scenes, and I think this is where Trump is different from maybe JFK, I think he has the support of the military, where commanders on the ground, he's empowered them, where he took the power out of the Pentagon and put it to the people that's on the ground. That way they have a direct line to the president, so they can go do all these special missions.
Chris, don't hang up. I want to back up what you're saying from Virginia. I talked to folks that were there the day he got inaugurated. He went to the CIA and had over 200 of the top actual people that do the work on the ground, but in charge of those. And he just said, you're now in command. Whatever you think, I have confidence in you. Execute the missions. And that absolutely pissed off the deep state. So they tried to sabotage a few of the early missions. And then Trump started just completely cutting all the deep staters out of the decision-making process. So what you're saying is absolutely true. Please continue.
I think also that he's also in power with William Barr and Durham, that they're really afraid of Durham. They wasn't worried about the horrors, but they're worried about Durham because they know his investigation is real. It's justice, it takes time to come. You know, a lot of people are impatient. They want justice to come, but I think you have to go after these super criminals for the rest to follow in line. If you want to get big tech in order, if you want to get everybody else in order, you have to take out the big fish. And these are high rollers, so it's not going to be easy. But I think with the power of the military and the power of the people getting the word out, I think people are more awake now than ever And I think that their time is numbered.
We got a lot of really good calls today. We got to get this fella's number. Chris, if you want to be part of this show we're going to launch, we have to do it every week or even every month. We want to get like 30 names of people that want to come in, do the show a while, and then start hosting it because you got a great voice and you're making really great points. And so I'm dedicated by next week to really start that show every week. I'm not going to host it every week myself because I'm already working 7 days a week. But, Chris, I'd love to have you involved in that. Let me ask you this. How long can Trump wait, though? Because it's totally out of control. They're having secret hearings. They're running around threatening everybody. They're trying to sabotage the economy. I mean, how long is it? Because now Trump says he's going to start the fireside chats. I think he needs serious national addresses about these criminals and go right to the people, more than just Twitter. He needs to say on TV from the White House desk what he says in Twitter. What do you say?
I say that is a good idea, but I also think that, you know, in this game that he's playing, I think he's playing and playing this game that the Democrats playing way better than they're playing, and the deep state that he's playing right now. I think that, you know, he's done a good job of getting the word out there, but I think it's only so much that he can do. He just did an interview where he said that he had a lot of cards to play with the declassification. They asked him why was he holding it. He said that he didn't want to play that card right then because he knew that it would be gone by now. It'd be tomorrow's news. So I think that he's waiting for 2020 to have the Democrats on defense all year leading up to the election, with declassification, indictments, perp walks, so much stuff that I think the system, as we know it, is about to crumble.
Oh, I agree. Listen, what you said up front is the key. They are scared. They are running around crazy doing criminal things. I just don't like letting them run wild like this. It's so illegal. It's emboldening their minions. And I understand the strategies of wait, wait, wait. Listen. You wait too long, you burn the cake. I think it's time to get the cake out of the oven. I mean, we're into 2020, basically. We're a year out from the election in just, what, 4 or 5 days, my friend?
Yeah, we're in a struggle. We're in a situation right now that it is urgency. Urgency isn't necessary at this time. But I think for us on the ground as people, we just got to continue the information war. For the people inside the government, I think that they have to get mobilized and grow a pair and really get behind this president. Because, like you say, it's a lot of good patriots in this government, but they have to be the ones that step up from the inside so it makes it better for us to on the outside.
Absolutely. You can feel the energy. You can see it. And it's happening all over the world. People are overthrowing these globalist governments. People know the truth. And it's only a matter of time. But, man, Hillary really thinks they're going to remove Trump and that she's going to skate in against whatever Republican they put in against her. And I just don't see that working. Even if they're able to kill Trump, it triggers something that destroys them. But they just are too stupid to get it. And they'll have to have the deep state out in the open admitting that they exist and they're going to stop Trump. Even if they get rid of Trump, they're going to be removed by another group that's going to use their weakness. And they're just so stupid what they've done. God bless you, Chris. Really good points. Fourth hour is about to start. I'm going to get to Matt, Danny, Chris, and Jeff, so another Chris. And then we're going to hit some other news. The Dr. Nick Baggage is coming up. Please stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.